Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara. And tonight, we have a great topic, and I'm going to ask you if you are on the right track and on the right path. And if you are not, feel free to call in. You are listening to the right show if you think you are not. So many of us feel stuck and confused right now, and we've been forced to compromise many elements of our life due to circumstances beyond our control. For example, our income or well-being may be affected because of what's going on in the world, or you have important decisions to make that will undoubtedly shape your future, but you're wondering which way is the best way forward. So the question is, how can you move forward, and are you on the right path? So I said tonight is a night in which I'm going to take your calls and find out if I can guide you somehow to go back to the right path. And I will try to give you keys to straighten your decision, to make the right choices, you know, that uphold your highest good. So feel free to call in. The number to call in is 202-570-7057. Also, before I go to the show and before I take calls, and I think I do have a lot of callers already, if I'm not mistaken, is Rosie, is Kim from Florida, Catherine from Florida too, my Florida people, where the pandemic is to the roof, by the way. Hi, Cornelia from Ontario. Things in Ontario are better than in America. And I think Rosie from New York, you're also more fortunate right now than we are here in Florida. So I'm going to take your calls, guys. Just hold on the line for a minute. I just want to remind you that tomorrow, July 1st, is Dr. Darren Wiseman course that I've been promoting like last week. And I've been promoting this course in the last number of days on my Facebook page. If you go to Carmen Hara on Facebook or Carmen Hara on Instagram, and you can listen to the interview that I had with Dr. Darren Wiseman, who's a pioneer, you know, in the field of mind medicine. Actually, the show tomorrow, his course tomorrow, sorry, is called Mind Medicine. And he is giving you this free course because he wants to help everybody understand the way the mind works and how to access and heal your subconscious mind. And you will learn so much from him tomorrow during this course. So feel free to go to carmenhara.com and subscribe to my newsletters, and you will receive a link to the course. And if let's say tomorrow you're busy, you cannot listen to the course, that's fine, because if you have the link, you can download the course and listen to the course anytime you have the possibility to listen to it. You just need to download it whenever you can. So we're making it very easy for you guys. And a lot of you also receive a free gift with the course. There is a free gift that comes from me directly. If you show a proof that you actually subscribe, or for that, you actually have to subscribe to my newsletter. So I'm going to check for everybody who subscribed lately in the last probably 24, 48 hours. And if you did, just send me an email at Carmen Hara and your address to receive a bracelet or a book. So this is my way of telling you thank you, because I'd love to support Dr. Darren Wiseman. I know the course is valuable for you guys. It's my own way of making you understand the meaning of this course and making you learn from this course in a time in which, you know, we feel so down, so lost, so stuck, so confused about tomorrow. But everything comes from inside, and everything comes from the problems that are stored in the subconscious mind. We live in a world of autoimmune disorders. We live in a world of compulsive disorder personalities, of mental problems. We live in a world, you know, that needs emotional help. And many of our problems are actually coming from things that are stored in the subconscious mind. And if somebody knows how to help you heal, is Dr. Darren Wiseman, who's been actually featured in the award-winning documentary Heal. So, and in many others. So you see him on Gaia all the time. You see him on so many other movies, and you heard him on the radio all the time on one of his famous radio show called Heart of the Matter. So I just want you guys to participate in this free course tomorrow. So other than that, I'm going to go back to my show right now, and I'd love to help you get on the right track. Because as I said, so many of us feel so lost right now. Feel like circumstances that are happening in the world go beyond our control. And I always said to myself, and I always share this with you, that free will is floated and faith is perfect. And that sometimes I might question why free will is floated. Because free will is floated because we are floated creatures. We are creatures that act on impulses and bad habits. We act on negative emotion. And sometimes that's okay, because just the way we were made. But for most part, we have to try to take action that encourage our divine path to unfold. Now, free will is supposed to support your faith. The action you take should work hand in hand with your destiny, not against the things that are destined to happen. You make many choices in life, big and small, every single day. But how can you know which ones are helping to manifest your potential and which ones are hindering you? It only takes one decision to drastically change your life. So are you where you are meant to be right now? Or did you take a wrong turn somewhere? That's a very good question. So let's look into what happened in your life together, because it's time to get back on track and break those barriers. That's why I said, if today you feel like you need to communicate, you need to share with me what's in your heart, you need to share with me your pain, probably your frustration, and you want to find out about the keys to get back on track and sort of fulfill that potential I'm always telling you about, call me. Because faith and free will are two opposites. One is what makes up your life, and the other is what you make out of life. But there exists a curious interaction between faith and free will that can be denied. So you possess the free will to change your life, but nothing is guaranteed. In the end, fate finds a way to bring you back into the loop. But the universe allows you to learn, to grow, and to experiment before it gently reels you back in towards your destiny. You might be wondering how your fate was determined. Because before you incarnate, you know what I mean? We used to say that our souls agree to something. Our souls agree to sign earthly contract. And there are not the kind of a contracts you normally sign on earth, like an agreement with your lawyer or a lease with a landlord. This is some kind of a universal contract with the almighty universe. And in our soul contracts, we outline everything we're going to do when you come on earth. Probably you agree to be a single mom. Probably you sign to go through a health problem. Probably in your spiritual contract, you know, you outline to have some kind of a love relationship problem or God knows what. You know, in this way, we create our own lessons, we create our own destiny before we even descend down as physical beings. And I do believe that this is the way it happens. I do believe that before being born, we choose our path, we choose where to come, we choose our parents, we choose the life we want to live, and then there comes our free will. This is actually very interesting. But the universe will listen and show you that you must do things in a certain way, but then you decide to make them your way. So on the other hand, if you feel you made the wrong decision and they will affect your destiny badly, then that's a different story. If you believe your reality was meant to be different than what it is now, and I want you to think that way, that entails your free will and takes the appropriate action. The problem starts when you become stubborn and act in ways that deviate from your fate because you think you know better than the universe. That's when things turn negative and then you start to struggle unnecessarily. So it's very important for you to be in agreement with the divine, that's why we talk about the divine all the time. We talk about God all the time. We talk about we need to do in accordance with the divine will, in accordance to God. Like we must respect the divine will first. And here's the interesting thing about the free will. It allows us to participate in the thing we call life. It deepens our understanding. It makes us learn and evolve whether we want or we don't. So imagine all of life went perfectly according to fate. Your own life would be like a movie playing before your eyes. You won't be able to take part in it. You won't be able to participate, to change anything around, or to give a different ending. You would always, you already know who you're gonna marry. You will already know what's about to happen. You don't have to pick anybody. You don't have to change anything. You just have to stick with the job you choose, with the person you choose, to everything. You don't need to change careers. You don't need to change characters that are playing the movie of your life, and so on and so forth. So the freedom that you are granted, it's actually a beautiful thing. So this kind of free will is a beautiful thing. So people come sometime for guidance, and I know because there's this free will, people come for guidance. They want to see what's going to happen, how they can penetrate that fate. And sometimes, you know, there's infinite possibility when it comes to free will. And you have to be careful how you anticipate your free will because you are in the realm of different possibilities. There are different tools to anticipate. Some people are very intuitive. There are different teaching that talk about, astrology, numerology. These are methods of divination in which you can look into your future. But because you have the free will, you choose to make the most of your different opportunities. And I think that's the beauty of it. I also want to let you know that I will always enjoy having you as part of my family. So if you want to go to carmenhara.com and subscribe to my newsletter, subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have two YouTube channels, my musical channel, my YouTube channel where I have all my videos. If you want to be part of my family on Facebook, I have my fan page on Facebook. I have my Instagram account. I would love to invite you to be part of. If you're listening to my show, there's a lot you can listen and watch on Facebook and Instagram, the social media accounts. And before I go to the so-called eight keys to get back and get back on track and on the right track, I would love to see who else is calling, because I can see a lot of people right now calling. And I'm going to go first to Rosie from New York, and then Kim, Catherine, Cornelia, Morgan from California. You guys, hold on the line. I'll be with you the rest of my time on the radio tonight. I'll spend it with you. So, hi, my lovely Rosie from New York. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing well, Carmen. How are you doing?
I am great, Rosie. I have to tell
good,
you the truth.
I'm glad.
I'm feeling at peace. You?
Good. I'm feeling calm. I wasn't before, but I'm feeling very relaxed.
Good. You should be.
Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah.
What happens in the outside world should not disturb your inner world, you know? That's key to mental stability. As much as you get all this news of, my God, what's going to happen, and it's going to be catastrophic, and don't let disturb your emotional stability. And try to handle it in your own universe, and try to project the good out of it. And because information, many times, you know, can be delivered in the wrong way and may not be quite accurate and may not affect you the way people think it will, you know. Or, you know, we used to say, life is the way you respond to things. And everybody responds differently. Consequently, some people get very hurt by responding negatively. And see, some people go through an experience without being hurt, without being affected, and actually doing better than before because they learn from the experience. This is the wisdom of life. And wisdom is extremely precious when you go through a tough situation like we are going right now. Now we can see who's wise and who's not. And that applies from the president to the ordinary people. Now we see who has the wisdom to handle something like this. And because you can't, you're a woman of wisdom. So how can I help you, my love?
So Carmen, I have been out of work since January 30th. And I was interviewing, you know, right before the shutdown in the city. So obviously things are opening up again, and I'm just wondering when I will find a job. There has been an offer, but the pay was too low, and it wouldn't even cover my expenses, so it really wasn't worth it for me to take it. And I really do have to be, you know, I have to be cautious what I take. I can't take something out of desperation just so, even if it doesn't pay my bills, that would cause even more frustration and problems. I can't do that. Even if I find, something comes and it's temporary, just so the perfect job would come. I mean, I'm even willing to do that as well. But I need to find something that covers my expenses, like my rent and my utilities and things like that.
Okay, listen to this. So two things, very important things I'm telling you. You're going to have two offers in the frame of 2 weeks to 10 weeks. And listen to this, you're going to have a big, big chunk of money coming your way from applying to a government loan or to a government help. Do you have a company?
No, I don't have a company.
Okay. Can you open one?
I'm thinking of going to school, so I don't know if that's...
Okay, no.
Financial aid or something?
No.
Okay.
Can you open a company? You know, a company can be open in 3 days or in a week, and you can still apply for that. And if you want, I can offer you free assistance with that. And I know I will tell you a lot of details on this, and you're not going to believe what you can achieve. And Rosie, give me a call tomorrow and I will give you all the information of what you can do, and you will thank me for a long period of time. That's all I can tell you. Because I see that this is going to work for you, and it's something that is more, it's better than you actually imagine. But give me a do me a pleasure and call me tomorrow around 4 or 5 o'clock. Anytime between 4 and 5. You have my number?
No, what is your number?
917-771-6035. And give me a short call and I'll explain you what you need to do and where to apply, because this is what a lot of people have done and a lot of people got the help, and you will get the help. And I know you will. I see it. I go by my intuitive mind and I know I'm not wrong. And this will give you all the help that you need to pay your expenses, but you will also get a job. There will be 2 offers. And there is a man with a name like Jason, with a very common actually name, and there's a woman who has an L name initial. There's 2 people helping you with a job for coming from 2 different places. And I see all kinds of details about this, but then you will know which one to choose. It's your free will here, and you will be fine. I can promise you that much. But you will actually have more money than expected.
Okay.
But give me that call and I will explain you what you need to do to get that help and support that actually. And I'm going to go to a break, but I'll expect your call. Okay, my love?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my beautiful. I love you. I'll be back in a second. Don't go anywhere. Kim, Catherine, Cornelia, Morgan, hold on the line.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back with you guys, and I have so many of you already online waiting to speak with me, and I'm so grateful for your time. And I'm going to speak with Kim in Florida. Hi, my lovely Kim. How are you, my dear?
Hey, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, beautiful Kim. How can I help you, my dear?
Good. So I called probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago regarding a situation with a gentleman that I started seeing, and you just said go with the flow, doesn't matter about the distance and stuff, and I wound up going on that first date, and it was good, and then I had a second date planned this past Saturday, and it just fell through, and I'm not hearing from him anymore. So I have a birthday, and I'm just really confused, because, like, he told me that he was excited to see me on Friday, and then Saturday came and went. So I'm
And no communication ever since Friday?
No.
And he just disappeared like this, or?
Yeah.
Okay. You were the last one talking to him, or what happened? Who was the last one sending a message, you or him?
It was him. It was saying that I'll call you later. I'll let you know whether we can meet up tonight or tomorrow morning. But then I never heard. And I know all these, like, a lot of phone problems are going on with, you know, everything, but I don't sense
anything wrong. I also feel like you are still having your own lack of trust, probably some other issues within you, you know, more or less at the subconscious level. I don't know if you agree with me. Probably lack of confidence in yourself that is taking over. I don't really think this man is trying to do anything wrong. I do see you meeting this man even during this coming weekend. So I'm not concerned. I want you to call me next week. And if I were you, I'll send him like a very short text. Is everything okay? Are you okay? I haven't heard from you.
Oh, I did.
When was that?
That was Friday evening. Just okay. I needed to get his address to where we would meet.
Okay. Do it again and ask, are you okay? Is something wrong? Because it's very unusual for somebody to behave this way.
Right. And can I give you his birthday?
Can you what?
Can I give you his birthday?
Yes, sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's what? November 11th.
Okay. November 11th.
1971.
So 1971. Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
11/11/71. Do me a favor. Give me your birthday too.
I'm October 3rd, so 10/3/69.
October 3rd, 1969. Okay, hold on 1 minute. Hold on.
Just to make sure we're talking about the right. I'm the only guy that we're starting to see.
Okay, just 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a very compatible relationship. Very compatible.
So now he's going away this weekend in a different direction than I'm going for the holiday. I don't know how I'm going this weekend, but you actually see that he's
going to call
me?
If he's not this weekend, it's right after, or by acid communication. This to me is a successful man. Was he married before?
He was married, yes.
Okay, does he have two children?
He is very successful. He has two children, yes.
Yeah, a very successful man with two kids. He's a very reliable man. This man will not play these games. I do think the man really likes you. I'm very confident of this. I see you meeting him. Sorry?
What happened?
I don't have a clear explanation. And it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Do you know anything about one of his parents?
I don't. I know both of them are alive.
Yeah, do you know anything about his mom? There's something about his mother. I feel like there was a problem. He probably is not telling you something here. Something interfered with his life. There was an issue. And I don't know if his mother or one of his kids. Does he have a daughter?
Yes.
It's either his mother or his daughter. You know, people have problems that they not necessarily want to talk about.
Sure.
That kind of interfere with his plans, with his schedule, with everything. So, will you hear from him? Yes. Will you see him? Yes. Did something change here? No. So, let's stay calm. Let's not panic. Let's not reach the wrong conclusion. And
I just feel like he blew me off and he could have at least canceled.
I agree. I mean, what I don't like is the fact that he didn't act the right way, and then he realized that he didn't, and he had no idea how to fix it.
Okay.
You know, and then he was kind of stupid in his behavior. I don't even know how to interpret how childish he is and how unfair, in a way, he's been acting. But he will try to fix it, and he will try to find a reason. There is a reason behind this.
Okay.
That that is not necessarily you. I mean, you are taking it personal, but it's not. Is he wrong in what he did? 100%. Will he admit it? Probably not. Some men have a hard time admitting it, you know, and that's the thing. Let's not be too judgmental. Let's not be too critical. Let's try to forgive him for now. And let's try to move on. And let's try to get this back on the right track.
I would love to.
Because
you definitely think he's going to reach out and...
And I like that this relationship has potential to be a good relationship, you know? Regardless of all these challenges, you know, some problems down the road, overall, this can work. And I do believe this will work.
You do? Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
And let's keep in touch, Kim.
Call in the next week or so?
Feel free to call me back, okay? And let's talk about him.
All right, so you think you'll call in the next week or so?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm not only, I really believe that you guys are going to see each other.
You do. Well, that makes me happy. Well, thanks for taking the time for me tonight.
Okay, my lovely Kim. You too, my dear. Thank you for calling me. Okay,
see you. All right, honey.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go to Catherine in Florida. Hi, my lovely Catherine. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing well, Carmen. How are you doing?
I'm okay, Catherine. It's so warm in Florida. Which part of the Florida are you in?
I'm in Central Florida.
Okay, yes, that's probably a little bit better. But here I'm like North Miami. Oh my God, today was like way too hot.
I know.
And this virus doesn't want to die. I thought the heat will kill the virus, but no way.
I know. I wish that too.
I was thinking, oh my God, I hope this heat is going to do something. How can I help you, my Catherine?
Like everybody else, I'm self-employed and work has slowed down a lot, obviously, because
a lot
of
people, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel stuck as well, and I feel like I'm on autopilot, and, like, I haven't felt inspired in years, so I'm just, like, doing the same old, and, you know, everything is slowed down now, and I just, like I said, you know, like your show, I don't know if I'm on the right path, I don't know if I should try to change something.
I will change everything. Give me the month and the day of a birth, not the year, just the month and the day.
November 21.
Just a minute. I want to see something. Okay. Now, the possibility of making of changes as we speak, as much as crazy as that it might seem, because this is such a hard time to change anything. Yeah. And yet, this can be a catalyst for change. Probably even the fact that, hey, I'm not having the right job right now, and I don't feel this is working right now. All the way down to the end of the year, you're in a karmic year 8 that opens a big door for you. That this door will open in August, that the door will open in October or September, October, or even at the beginning of November, something will happen for you, giving you the chance and the possibility of a new career, a new path, which I feel like you're gonna be more independent. You will make way more money, like redefining, restructuring, reinventing yourself. And I feel it's so interesting, Catherine, with you, like you will redefine your entire life, the way you think, the way you look, the way, like you got bored of everything. You got stuck in a way like, hey, I'm not happy with me.
Yeah,
I'm not happy with me. This is not me anymore. I don't want this life anymore. I'm not happy with what's going on with me. You understand what I mean?
Right. And the thing is, I'm the type of person, I'm just afraid of making decisions. I let things happen. So, like, I get in my own way, you know?
But somehow, you know, this opportunity will come to you, and the opportunity means a lot of some two people will come your way, and you will get inspired, and you will tell yourself, I guess I'm not going to lose this chance. I'm going to take it. I'm going to go for it, and I will embrace it, and I will make it happen, because I'm excited how positive this is. This is really, really good for you. So
like a completely different career?
Completely, like a new path, like starting from the scratch, but in a different environment. It's more free, it's more independent, it's working with three more people, it's working in a company that has, it, like doing something that it's in demand right now. It's like what you were doing, it's not flying anymore. What kind of a business you are in?
Graphic design.
Well, graphic design got somehow limited in the potential of what they can do. Do you agree with me or no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You have to look and you have to adjust to what sells right now. What is the business that people will go for it right now? What do people need in this very moment? So it's something that is profitable in the moment.
Okay.
And you are, it's not necessarily you the one coming with the idea. Some people will, and you got involved with those other people. And it's almost like becoming a partner into something.
Okay, so working.
Reality is that it's gonna take off. It's gonna take off. It's gonna go phenomenally well. Money will be better. Everything will be better. And you will have a great satisfaction. Your whole life will move in a different career, in a different direction.
Wow. And you think that's like October, November, or
anytime from now on, all the way down to December, so like in an approximately period of time, you know.
Oh,
I can't tell you if it's
year,
tomorrow,
yeah,
but it's during this time of the year. This is the Karmic Year 8. You're not gonna miss this. That's why we're talking now, because you're supposed to wake up to this and realize, okay, there is something happening to me right now in the next number of months. It's not in 21, it's not in 23, it's 22, it's now. Is now, okay. It will unfold in front of my eyes. I just have to open my perception and allow it to come to me.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, it will,
yeah,
you
I
will
can
be
use
so pleased.
Some inspiration.
Right. And not only that, it, some excitement. Okay, my Catherine.
Okay, perfect.
I love
Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
I love
Take
you,
care.
My beautiful Catherine. You
okay,
too, my love.
Love you
Stay
too.
Safe.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a break, then I'm going to go to Cornelia, then to Morgan, then to Susan. So you guys hold on the line.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and I'm so excited to be with you every Tuesday on On Time Radio. And I'm going to go to my wonderful Cornelia in Ontario. Hi, lovely Cornelia. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Carmen, and thank you for taking my call. And I was thinking about that. You're really such a wonderful human being. I was listening to Dr. Darren Weisman when he was just saying that you are such an earth angel. You are an earth angel and a beautiful heart. And I have to totally agree with him because you really are.
Oh, I love you, my Cornelia. How are you doing, my beautiful?
I'm a little bit impatient, Carmen, because you see my madness with the jobs. I try to, like, I'm applying everywhere online, even personally. And I don't know, Carmen, in the past, easily I could get a job. And now really nothing happening. And I'm kind of not worried. I'm just... I would like to start my life now because, you know, it would be nice to obtain a job, but nothing shows up for me.
The only problem with jobs right now is the delay in the process. It's not that it's not going to happen. It's caused by the entire delay that the world is going through. The whole world is going to this, like the time is frozen and things are not moving the correct way. So I attribute the delay in something that is meant to happen to you to some kind of blockage in the vibration energy that happens globally. But I do see you getting an offer from a female, a blonde woman with the hair to the shoulder. That she actually, her hair is really blonde, like platinum blonde. I think she dyes her hair. And this woman is sitting on the second floor. I see a second floor, and when you go inside, there are only mirrors, left and right, the mirrors. I have a big,
God.
My mind has this ability to go into the remote viewing. Like the mind goes and sees the place. So I see the place where this woman is, and I do see this woman and all these mirrors, and I do acknowledge it's somewhere on the second floor. And I also see a number 94, and I don't know the significance. If this is a number on the door of the place or the number on the street, that I'm not sure. But I can tell you that you will have a long conversation with this woman about being employed by her. And I can tell you this woman is not Canadian. She's European. She's a mixture of something, you know, and she seems to be very lovely. And you will agree to work for her because she's very strong character. She knows what she wants. She knows how to do business. And you will feel like this can be a great opportunity for you. So I think that when you're going to get this offer, you will tell yourself, finally, I realize I've been waiting, but was worth waiting. You've been waiting.
I very hope so.
Yeah, you wait, and one day you get something that is even better than you originally hoped for. And then you look back, say, okay, thank you, God, I didn't got that previous offer that was not as good as this one. So, no, this is really going to work better than you imagined.
I really hope so from the bottom of my heart.
You'll be really pleased. The collaboration with this woman is really good. This woman has an assistant who's a younger man, and he's brunette, tall, very, very charismatic. And I do think that you're going to get a lot of responsibility, a lot of work, but you will do a phenomenal job, and this is a place you can be worked for quite a while and have amazing clients. You know, I see that you're going to have people coming to you. It's probably one of the best jobs you've ever had. It's probably not.
Carmen,
the best
in what field you see me working, like doing something or What would I do there?
It's something that is very complex, because I see the place in itself looks like something that has to do with beauty, with also advertising. It's like, I'm not sure 100%. All I know that these people are very classy, very upscale, very contemporary. I'm looking at trying to define the place in itself, trying to put like a label on what they do, you understand?
Yes, of course.
Define the character and the quality of their work. And I know by looking by that, I can see that how much work you're going to, how much you're going to invest in terms of your time there, and how much is going to pay off. So you'll be very pleased in that place.
And I'm going to be able to do whatever they ask me to do, like I'm going to be good in that job?
100%. You'll be perfect for that
job. And you said it's for a long time.
It's long terms. These people do something, even cosmetics, beauty. It might be some kind of a beauty salon, but it's not. It's like people, when they do all kinds of... it's not necessarily a medical thing, but it's a place where they do Botox, they do all kinds of other things. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I understand.
It expands into doing facial. It's a very complex place where they do many things.
I'm just wondering, that's beautiful what you're saying. I just don't have any license in Canada for that. I had in Europe, but in Canada... like, I never finished school, I never did nothing in Canada about the beauty, you know, like...
In getting any kind, I don't see any problem in you getting whatever you need to get, or I don't see that being an issue. So bottom line, I don't think that will be an issue.
Mm-mm, okay.
That will not be an issue, as much as either that they facilitate you to get what you need... you know, they assist you in getting what you need, so that doesn't become an issue of you struggling to get what you need.
I understand, yes.
But I'm excited
thank you so
about
much.
This, because I think that that's one of the best things you've ever had. So I love you, Cornelia.
Oh my gosh, God bless you. See it. Okay. So be it. Right. I'm just waiting impatiently for that.
Okay.
Carmen,
love
have a beautiful thing, and thank you so much.
You too, my love. I'm going to go to Morgan in California. Hi, Morgan. Hi, Morgan, can you hear me? Hello? Morgan?
Sorry, I'm here. I was on mute.
Hi, beautiful. Oh, how are you, my Morgan?
You?
Good
I'm
to
good.
Hear
I'm
your
happy
voice.
To talk to you. How are you?
Okay, my lovely. How can I help you?
Well, I think, like lots of people, feeling very stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to tweak a lot of things since the pandemic started. But I still feel like there's something more I should be doing. And I'm not really sure what that feeling comes from.
There's a lot within you that you need to bring to the surface. There's a lot within you, in your potential. You have ideas. You have things that you want to bring to life. I also feel something in your own private life that you need to heal, to resolve. Does it make sense to you?
Could be a lot of things.
Right. So I feel your private life also needs some kind of a makeover or some kind of a healing. In the same time, I feel the next 5 months are relevant for you. I think also put all your ideas together and create a concept that you can actually sell and get a sponsor for it and create a... I feel like you can make your own business in a way and get two partners and get sponsored in creating something extraordinary. I feel your mind is brilliant in making it happen, and I think that you will make it happen. And I do believe that the time is in the next 5 months. And forget about the pandemic in a sense of affecting your creativity or affecting your business, because it will not. It will not. Regardless of the fact the pandemic affects some business, in your case, this will not affect you, will not affect your growth, will not affect your evolution, will not affect your success. So just get ready for that. There's a person with a C name, a P name, there's some people coming in your life and supporting you through this adventure. Think a little bit, you know, of the detailing of it and try to create a structure, try to define the business in itself, where you wanna start. Make like a business plan, like have a business plan. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I think that the moment, have you ever thought to make it like your own business ever before? Does this make sense to you?
I had my own business a long time ago.
I want you to go back to the own business idea. I don't want you to struggle going back and be working for other people. I feel it's time to redefine the concept of being your own boss, but actually working with other people that can be partners and can support you and having sponsorship. That's what comes to me about you very, very, very strong. And I want to assist you more into this. And if you don't mind continuing calling me, we will look deeper into this. Think for a week or two, and let's talk back in another week or in 2 weeks on the show. I'll always take your call, and we'll try to look deeper and see what other elements come to life. But I promise you will be able to exactly identify where you go from here.
That's interesting, because at this point, I don't even know if I will be teaching my child at home.
No, that has nothing to do with anything. No, what I'm telling you, it's a business that you will build, and you might not have to have a place. You might be able to do it from home. You know what I mean? It's something that you may be able to do actually from the comfort of your home, that this business might happen online or might happen. You will see how efficient this is. It will end up by being, Morgan. But we need to dig deeper and find the skeleton and find the true meaning, the true ideas, connect the dots. And we can do it together on the radio in the next number of weeks. Think a little bit, and let's talk next week. Will you do that for me? Call me back?
Sure.
And I'm going to meditate on this, and you will also think. And when we reconnect again, we will even be able to build on this vision and make it as solid as possible and turn it into your reality.
Okay, great.
Okay, my Morgan. I love you, my dear. Thank you for calling me. I'm going to go to Susan. Hi, my Susan. How are you, my dear?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hi, love you, Susan. How can I help you, my love?
Well, I lost my job, and we thought I wasn't going to, but I did. And it happened pretty abruptly.
Right.
So I've been working with recruiters, and...
you get something else back. I don't feel necessarily that you should be upset about this loss. I think it was abruptly because with the last moment change that happened internally, I do feel a lot of turmoil in that company that either is bought by somebody else or might completely collapse, which happens a lot in the last 2 months, and will continue to happen. Unfortunately, because a lot of companies might not be able to survive the situation, the economic situation that's happening in the world right now. But I promise you that you will get something else that, in my opinion, I do believe that you will get something way better. Something way better is coming your way. And okay. I do see a W initial, and I see a D name. I do see some people coming to the rescue, and I feel in 3 weeks from now, you might have a different opportunity that indirectly sounds better, and is less shaky, more stable. You need something more stable.
Okay, so different company. But
right, different company, something better, more stable.
Okay.
And I don't know, there's something that involves a bank. I don't know, a bank comes in my mind, a big bank.
Yeah, well, I do a lot of real estate stuff.
I don't know why, like Chase Bank, Morgan Stanley, something like this comes very strong in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Something about that. See what this has anything to do with anything, because I don't have the full information. But I know there's something here. There's an information here.
Okay.
Then let's keep on talking about this, Susan, because I really want to see you back on track. I would love, 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 love for you to call me back, and let's continue to dig deeper till I see you with the job back, and even you telling me this is better than before.
Yeah,
it will be better than before.
Yeah, I already feel a lot of relief because I think that was kind of toxic where I was.
No, you have nothing to regret about that environment, and you'll actually see that they kind of falling apart.
Yeah.
Okay, my Susan, I'm going to the end of the show. I have Juliana calling me from Europe. Juliana, can you call me on my home number eventually, if you can?
Yes. Yes.